thank you for joining us today on the podcast. We want to start a message that I shared here at Mount Pisgah a couple months ago. And it has to do with being available to God. It has to do with us being willing to step out and do the will of God, no matter what the cost is. It's tied around a very important Hebrew word, and that is the word hineni. Here am I. Lord, here I am. And we want to answer this question. Would I dare to say hineni to God? That is one of the most crucial questions we can ask as we walk with Him. Are we willing to say, Lord, here I am? Many times there's a great price to pay when we say those words. So we want to get into this message and answer this very important question. Would you dare to say hineni to God?
All right. Well, let's open up to the prophet Isaiah, chapter 6. Isaiah chapter 6. And we're going to talk about a word this morning that is one of the most significant words or statements that you can find in Scripture. You find it both in the Old Testament and the New Testament. It's a Hebrew word, but it has an English equivalent to it, and it's one that probably was made famous by this whole experience that Isaiah has in the 6th chapter where the king has died, Uzziah. Isaiah is in the temple, and he has an encounter with God's presence. And God's glory is manifested to him. Isaiah is hearing the holiness declared by God, by the seraphim who were there accompanying the presence of God. And Isaiah has this tremendous visceral response from deep inside of him of his own uncleanness, being in the absolute presence of perfection and holiness. Then he cries out about his uncleanness. The angel takes a coal from the altar, comes and purges and cleanses his mouth, touches it. So he says that your iniquity is taken away, your sin is forgiven. And then God makes this request. And he asks this very simple question in the 8th verse. And I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send? And who will go for us? Then Isaiah said to him, here am I. Here am I. Send me. And then God begins to sort of spell out his ministry and what it was going to look like in some respects. And it was not a very positive thing that God laid out in front of Isaiah. But the word is, as you see up there, the word is pronounced hineni. Hineni. And it is a very significant word, as I said, especially when it comes to God's call to individuals or invitation to us in our lives, as well as God also making himself available to us. And we'll see that in different places in the scripture. I mean, when you hear Isaiah, and again, if you've ever been to a missions conference or you've ever had anything to do with missions, this passage is a big passage. Here am I, send me. Here am I, send me. I mean, every mission organization really rallies around this verse, but it has a whole lot more to do with our lives in every aspect than it's simply going somewhere, foreign field or someplace, you know, within our own nation to do ministry, you know, for the Lord. It has a heroic ring to it. Sounds really bold and almost brash to say, Lord, here I am, you know, here I am, use me, I'm available to you. But it was Isaiah's immediate response of having encountered God in his glory, then having been cleansed and purged of his impurity, and he makes himself available. Who will go for us? Hineni, Lord. Hineni. Here I am. Send me. Send me. Now, this word is interesting because it's sort of made up of three words that are in English. It's a way of basically expressing a total readiness of yourself and making yourself available to God. It's an offer of total availability to God to do whatever He's inviting you or I into. It is immediate, and it's a response that comes from deep inside of us. I mean, it's just not some surface response, but it's just a serious, deep response, especially after having an encounter to God. Isaiah gets this invitation and has this quick response. And notice, it is before God even tells him what He's going to invite him to do. He doesn't lay it out for Isaiah. He doesn't say, this is going to happen, this is going to take place, you're going to go here, you're going to go there, you're going to experience this problem, this difficulty, here's all the obstacles you're going to encounter down the road. God does not lay any of that out to him prior to him saying yes. All Isaiah has had is an encounter with the presence of God. He's been cleansed and purged. And now after seeing all of that, and God asked the question, who will go for us, before knowing anything, Isaiah says to the Lord, here I am. It comes from two particular Hebrew words. One is hene, and the other is the word ani, which means here, and the word I. So you put them together, it's here I am. And sometimes the word in some translations, behold, is associated with this. It's behold, here I am. So they're tied together in a very specific way. It's a stronger word than just simply saying here. That's it. But it's a statement of declaration. It's a statement of availability and commitment to the invitation of God. It's a whole lot more than simply giving God your GPS location. Say, here I am, I'm over here, you know, right here. This is where I'm at today, Lord. It's not that at all. But it's one that we make to God and that God makes for us. Sometimes in the context of families, it was used when a family member, particularly a child, would let their parents know that I'm available, I'm ready to pay attention to whatever you have to say to me. I'm ready to obey your instructions, mom, dad. Here I am. He nanny. Here I am. Whatever you want me to do, I will do it. And it's emphasizing sometimes when the word behold is used with it, it's emphasizing immediate availability. I'm present right now. I'm ready for action in whatever you're asking me to do. And again, parents making a request of their children, this would have been a normal response from a child to be obedient to their parents and making themselves fully available to submit to their parents' requests. It's also been compared to like a military responsiveness as well. When you say, behold, here I am. Basically, it's saying, here I am at your service. And for us as God's children, His will, His word is truly our command, His desire and His wishes. Now, God extends this call throughout the Bible to human beings. There's a general one that obviously goes out to all mankind. And then there are specific things as we walk with God as His children that He invites us into or challenges us with. And He longs for us to respond to Him. He wants us to be available for Him, for fellowship with Him. His heart's desire is to have that intimate relationship with each and every one of us. And He desires that. He longs for that.
He does desire that, and He does long for it. Well, we'll continue talking about this important word, hineni. Here am I, Lord, when we get back together, Lord willing, tomorrow. Well, may the joy and peace of our Savior, the great King of Kings and Lord of Lords, Jesus Christ, be yours in fullest measure today.